From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Geez, I tell you what, if Trump had a good week, he capped it off with 225,000 jobs, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. There was a little dark cloud, which I'll tell you about right at the end, but I think he will very conveniently not highlight that. Yeah, so we're talking about the US non-farm payrolls. And the thing is, Mike, you know, at some stage, when, assuming it is, you know, contained, the coronavirus will recede into the background, then we're going to go back to looking at fundamentals, you know, things like inflation, growth, employment, and they'll start to come back into focus. And in the case of the US employment market, Mike, it's very, very strong. This was a real stonker of an employment report, really. I mean, expectations were for the US economy to add around 160,000 jobs in January, and you put the number out there, 225,000 jobs, so well in excess of expectations. The prior month was revised upwards as well. Jobless rate, 3.6%. Now, that ticked up a little bit. The previous month, it was 3.5%. Aren't these job numbers amazing? I mean, in New Zealand as well, 4% unemployment, 3.6% unemployment. But the thing is, in the US, that's because more people were looking for work, so the participation rate has gone up. And there was one number that stuck out to me, Mike. In the 25 to 54 age group in the US, 83.1% of people are now in work or looking for work. That's the highest we've seen since 2000. That's pretty staggering. That's a big economy, and 83% of the people are in work or looking for work. Now, wage growth relatively contained, just over 3%. That has moderated somewhat from middle of last year. They did get a bit of a tailwind from, remember, it's winter over there, and the winter weather's been relatively mild. Helped sectors like construction. They employed more people. Now, the one black mark that I talked about, there were some annual revisions, so historical annual revisions to the data. So the 2018 job gain was cut to 2.31 million from 2.68 million, but I don't think Trump will highlight that. The question is, Mike, can this strength hold through to the presidential elections? I mean, I think the economy, you've pointed this out, it will be a really important platform for those elections, similar to New Zealand, actually, and at the moment, most definitely favouring the incumbent.
How did the American market, because it was all over the place last week, how did it end? Did it sell off?
Well, yeah, it sold off into Friday. So if you look at the S&P 500, it was down about 0.5% on Friday, and the Dow Jones lost just under 1%. We do need to sort of put that weakness at the end of the week into context. With all the uncertainty that we've got floating around at the moment, the extent to which the coronavirus will impact on the global economy. But if I look at the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, they've recovered all the losses that we've seen through January. And Thursday was an all-time high on the S&P 500. So while there's plenty of concern and an awful lot of headlines, US share markets have been pretty resilient, really. I mean, the New Zealand market hasn't completely recovered. The previous high on the NZX 50 gross index was back in January, 23rd of January. We've not recovered that yet, but that sort of talks a little bit more to our sensitivity to what's happening in China. But, you know, in the background, US earnings season has been good, better than expectations. China's reducing tariffs. A little bit of concern floating around on a big pitch level about Europe, a bit of a recession there. But one of the potentially a bit of a recession in Germany, industrial production numbers very weak. One aspect of the coronavirus concerns has been the New Zealand dollar. As we look at it, opening levels this morning, Mike, it's just under 64 cents versus the US dollar. Spent a bit of time down there last year in the second half of the year, but that's been unusual in the last 10 years. And Reserve Bank of New Zealand comes into play this week. But they look at the trade weighted index, and it's been holding up a little bit better.
Righto, what are the other numbers?
Yeah, 29,102 on the Dow, so down 277 points, 0.9%. S&P 500, 3,327, down 18. That was about 0.5%, and similar losses on the NASDAQ, 0.5%, 9,520. The FTSE 100, 7,466, lost 38 points, about 0.5%. The Nikkei, down 46 points, 23,827. Shanghai Composite, though, China managed a small gain, 9 points up, 2,875, about 0.3% of a gain. The ASX 200, 7,022, down 27. New Zealand market had to play catch-up on Friday, Mike, because we were closed Thursday. We gained 157 points, 1.35%. closing the week 11,760. On the currencies on the wholesale markets, as I said, maybe 0.6400 against the US to start the day today, 0.9590 Aussie, 0.5849 euro, 0.4966 pounds, 70.25 yen. Gold, small rise, $1,570.44. And Brent crude, closing the week pretty much on the lows, $54.47.
Fantastic. You have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher kicks off the week from jmawealth.co.nz.